The PCM football team has made a name for itself over the last several years as one of the most dominant teams in the state of Iowa. Much of their success, at least on the offensive side of the football, has come on the ground. The Mustangs have had dominant running backs over the years, and this year is no exception. But one of their biggest talents lies at the quarterback position, allowing PCM to run an even more diverse offense. Sophomore quarterback Augie Stock has turned heads in his short but illustrious career and was named the KNIA KRLS Player of the Week for his efforts in last week's demolition of Albia. He says that things have seemingly simplified with his deeper understanding of the offense since the start of his career.
So last year I was starting out as a freshman after our second game, I believe. It was fun, you know, it was really tough coming from a freshman playing varsity ball. And it was just all that, yeah. And then this year I've been working this off season. And like lifting weights and everything, getting stronger, better, faster. And then coming out now, it's just a lot easier for me now. Everything's coming pretty simple to me now.
Head coach Greg Bonnet echoes that sentiment, saying he's progressed tremendously from a mental standpoint.
On the mental side of the game, it's not even close. You know, he came in as an eighth grader last year, and he had no clue. I mean, just literally no clue. And, you know, we didn't quite know how to coach him yet either. And that's one thing. You lose Reed Worth and you gain a freshman quarterback. You know, everybody's kind of just a little bit confused on what this kid can do, you know, where his skill set lies, and then how to coach him. And I think that, you know, Coach Harrison, his coach, has just really kind of struck a chord, just established a relationship with him where they can talk stuff out, and it's almost like they're talking their own language, and I'm fine with that.
That aspect of his game was on display in last week's game during what started as a broken play. But Stock was able to make the most out of it.
But Augie Stock manages to get a first down. A lot more. He's inside the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, PCM! Augie Stock turns another nightmare snap into a touchdown. The second one, and it's 20 to nothing, PCM. Augie Stock.
Yeah, just a good heady play on a broken play, and was able to use his speed to get around the outside, and had a nice stiff arm to get rid of his guy, the defender, and get his way into the end zone.
A key aspect of the mental game, of course, is focus. And on that note, Stock says that once he gets locked in, he feels like he's a tough player to stop.
We call our rhythm and reads. Like when I'm on rhythm with my passes and everything, I feel like I'm doing well. I feel like I can really, I like running the ball. So like when I take off on the field, I feel like I do a pretty good job on that, making defenders miss.
Speaking of making defenders miss.
Stock in the shotgun, Anderson the running back. And it is a quarterback keeper for Stock, runs it to the left, inside the 20, he's got some space to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! Right next to that pylon, Augie Stock takes it all the way himself after faking the handoff to Aiden Anderson. It's another 19-yard rushing touchdown, this time it's the QB, and it's 20 to nothing PCM.
Well, about the 10-yard line, Augie made a really nice in-and-out cut there and move and really froze the defender, and that was what allowed him to get into the end zone.
Last week, Stock was 6 of 8 through the air for 167 yards and 4 touchdowns. Yeah, 4 of his 6 completions were touchdowns, including this 43-yarder.
Stock with Burns. Get used to saying that, as Anderson, you know, due to injury, won't be here for some time. Another low snap, but Stock gets it up and he throws over the field, and then it is caught by Gatlin Belt, the 15-10-5, touchdown PCM! Augie Stock to Gatlin Bell, 43 yards on the second play of the drive. First one officially because it's the penalty for a touchdown to get on the board early, 6-0, 7:17 left in the opening quarter, Jeff.
Yeah, he had a low snap there, and Augie picked it up nice, and Gatlin just ran by.
Stock also had a touchdown on the ground and accounted for 5 of the team's 8 touchdowns. Stock's 17 total touchdowns is the top mark in the district and 4th overall in Class 2A. Bonnet says that despite the phenomenal performances, Stock is still in his development stages from a physical standpoint.
You know, Augie, the thing about him is that I've said it over and over again, he's got a lot of physical gifts, and he's really working, you know, to develop those gifts on his own. And just, you know, for instance, you know, last year at this time, I bet Augie was maybe at the most benching 175 pounds. You know, not that bench is the most important thing in the world to me. But, you know, the other day we did a test, and he bench pressed 250 pounds. And so, you know, that's just quite such a difference, and you can see it in the way that his arm strength is. You can see it in the way he runs. You know, just the way he's moving around out there and just unleashing the ball is just a direct result of how he's developing physically.
Even so, Bonnet believes he's found a gem and says that Sock embodies everything you want to see in a QB.
He has a really, really good leadership style. He's easygoing. He's a little bit harder on himself than probably anybody ever will be because he does take it seriously. You know, it's one of those things we're working through. Like, we have a lot of talks about things like body language, and, you know, when you're the head, when you're the quarterback, you're the guy, and nobody can ever, you know, body language screams, and so they can't see you getting down. Like, you have to have a short-term memory. You got less time to be upset about a play than even in the game of golf. I tell him in the game of golf, you got 10 seconds to be mad about a shot, but in the game of football, if you miss a play, you got about 4 seconds, and you better be over it and moving on to the next play. And he's really embraced that philosophy, and he's young enough where we can really, really instill that in him. And I just think the sky's the limit with this kid.
And Stock has embraced that role, and he wants to play a big part in what he hopes is going to be a deep postseason run.
You know, I'm just talking guys up, hyping them up, like telling them if they're doing good, doing bad. Just trying to keep everything, like, everyone focused, everyone on the same page. You know, we're coming out every day working our tails off. We're just trying to get everyone better, getting more reps at everything, and we're all just, working really hard, staying in the weight room.
Stock of the Mustangs have one final regular season opponent to take care of tonight before the postseason ramps up. Stock's outlook for the rest of the season is pretty short and simple.
Watch out, coming for the Dome, trying to get a championship.
And if the Mustangs are able to make it there, this guy we've been talking about, Augie Stock, is going to be a big reason why. For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night, I'm John Mowinkel with this week's player profile on PCM quarterback Augie Stock. Stock airs it out, far side of the field, to the end zone, looking for Van Winkle, and he's got it! Touchdown, PCM!
Just a really nice stop-and-go move by Van Winkle there, just enough to get behind him. Centerville guy had a nice cover on him, but Augie put a really nice ball out there for him.